And it's another Mike and Mike off-air podcast. God, 11? Number 11?
Stranger Things fans, this is just for you.
Exactly
I saw, and this is a completely off subject, I saw a teaser about some Stranger Things stage production?
No.
You're a bigger Stranger Things fan than I am. At least you got into it before I did. You may want to look that up. I swear I saw it this morning, but it was right in the middle of doing stuff on the show, so I didn't get a chance to dive into the article. I just saw the headline. So you may want to look that up.
That sounds interesting, but...
I mean, the special effects for a stage production, whoever handles those, if they're on par with what we see on the TV series on Netflix...
It's going to be a lot to make 11 real on stage, isn't it?
Or Vecna, or yes. Any of them, for that matter. Are you kidding me? All right, so last week you talked about nutrition and diet and exercise and all that. And so with nutrition in mind, I don't know where I pulled this from, but want to talk about foods we are passionate about, not just love, but also hate. Can't stand. And since we're into the season of it, I did some of this for the show the other day. I want to run some of these by you. Pumpkin spice is big now everywhere.
Oh, my God.
In fact, a friend of mine, this will be the first one I throw out. This all started because a friend of mine posted this picture on his Facebook page. Pumpkin spice flavored red vines. Would you... even bother?
No. Well, first of all, I'm not a red viner. I'm not much of a licorice anyway.
Okay.
My son loves red vines, but I don't think the pumpkins. I don't think the pumpkin spice he'd care either way about. My wife might try them.
Okay.
She's the pumpkin spice queen.
So you're lukewarm on pumpkin spice? Yay, nay, or middle
of the
road?
I like a pumpkin spice latte. I like where it began, and that's where it ends for me. I'm not looking for it in a loaf. I'm not looking for it in a creamer. I'm not looking for it in anything other than, is my latte done? And yeah, that's for Mike. Thank
you.
So
if you saw poppy pumpkin spice popcorn available at Save Mart or Winco, that wouldn't be something you would gravitate to?
No. But again, my wife loves some kinds of popcorn. She might like that.
All right, let me give you just two of the ones that really almost turned my stomach. Nissan Cup Noodles Pumpkin Spice Blend. So like
why?
Top ramen, but flavored like pumpkin spice.
Why?
Because someone said, sure, why not? It's the time of year for it.
That's like the donut burgers at the fair. Okay, you can, but for the love of God, why did you do that? That's not fair to the donut or the hamburger.
I saved the best one for last, and I actually said that on the air as well when I talked about this. Chosen foods, pumpkin spice, avocado oil, caviar.
Chosen by who?
Not by anyone I know.
Caviar? I'll take oxymorons for 200, Alex.
So that's a partial list. You can do your own. I actually found 81, but a lot of them included the coffee and the creamer. There were about at least a solid 50 that didn't have anything to do with coffee or creamer.
I am enjoying the fall, I have to say. It's nice having the pumpkin lattes back in. And for those that don't already know, it is Thursdays at Starbucks right now. On Thursday, if you like the fall drinks, you can get buy one get one on any fall drink. And Colleen and I are definitely doing the buy. This is wasted. You didn't need to give us one. We like it already. But yeah, we'll get one buy one get one. Or already got us. But yeah, let's do it.
Do you know when that ends? Is it just during the fall?
It's just September.
Oh, just September.
So tomorrow and then the following Thursday, and then we'll see what else they come up with.
So time is a ticking on that. Okay.
It won't be long till they do their, or I don't think they've done it yet, where they do the happy hour thing where you get buy one, get one. But, well, we'll wait. We'll wait and see what happens.
I can't even recall the last time I was in a Starbucks, so...
There's so many choices now. I mean, geez.
Yeah, coffee's not my thing. And I think I've mentioned before, the only time I have hot drinks for the most part is when I do the toy drive every year, or when I'm just really, really cold in the winter, and hot chocolate, hot apple cider. That's it. That's where it ends for me.
That's my son. He loves his hot chocolate. Well, Colleen and I will make our coffee at night. Sean will make his hot chocolate with the whip. Hopefully most of it will be in the cup, Sean. And it's fun.
All right, so refocus, re-rack, talking about foods that we're passionate about. And maybe I came up with this because now that I think about it, my daughter asked me the other day, Daddy, what's your favorite food?
Wow.
Without even batting an eye, lobster.
Really?
Oh, jeez, yes.
Surf and turf or just lobster alone?
Because, again, favorite food, singular, so it has to be just the one food
That's
item.
Fair.
But, yes, if I could bend the rules, surf and turf, absolutely. Steak and a lobster tail. And then the first thing she said is, does it have to have butter? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
on my wife's side of the family, she's 100% Sicilian, and things are just done, especially when it comes to seafood. They just do things differently. They don't put butter with any seafood like that, any crab or anything, crab legs. First of all, it's always Dungeness crab legs with them. Alaskan King, no, they have no need for it, which is fine. It's a little bit more work for a little less meat, but that's fine. But it's always olive oil.
Yeah.
Which, okay, that's fine. But then they add other seasoning to it as well. That's where they kind of lose me. So it's gotten to the point whenever they have that, they always have at least two or three crabs that they'll prepare ahead of time without all the seasoning because it's prepared that way. That marinates in it. So it's in every nook and cranny of the crab.
Oh, man, when I think of all the things that I put butter on, and you know I eat healthily. Mm-hmm. I eat very healthily. But butter is the thing, man. It just makes so many foods just perfect. I finish certain steaks with butter. We use butter.
And that's having worked at Crawdaddy's at one point and seen what they do in the back, that's what they do for steaks. Literally, salt, pepper, a little bit of butter, done. I mean, as long as the steak is a good quality steak,
there it is.
You don't have to do much to it. The more you dress it up, like you and I have talked about A1 on steak. That is an absolute no-no unless it's like $2 chuck you got somewhere from some guy's trunk that, okay, then you got to dress it up as best you can because.
But the A1's not going to save that. It's just going to make it taste funky.
Yeah, it's steak-ish.
That's not a very delicious. I mean, there are a thousand better steak sauces than A1.
So if someone if my daughter, if you had been in the room and I had chimed in with my lobster tail with the drawn butter, Mike O'Neill's response would have been favorite food?
I mean, anybody. If you'd asked my son or my wife would have rolled her eyes, so sure. I love to barbecue, and everybody that knows me knows how much I like to barbecue. Every Sunday, that's what we do. I love a good steak. Just love it to death.
Now, I'm going to see how well I know Mike O'Neill. New York is your favorite cut, am I right?
If I'm having a steak. In a restaurant, yes.
Okay.
I don't do that on my barbecue very often because, first of all, have you seen the prices? But New York, but you want to know the truth? New York is very slowly but surely segueing into a ribeye now.
Oh, okay.
Because that I do on the barbecue and it with the marbled in fat. Oh, yeah. But no, for years and years, it was always a New York, and especially if it was surf and turf, because I get the smaller New York and a lobster. And you want to laugh on lobster? I'm 67 years old this year, Mike.
Uh-huh.
I had lobster for the first time about 7 years ago.
Wow.
It always just certain foods, when upon presentation, will put me off just by the way they look.
Okay, and
it looked too much like
a brain.
Well, just like a live animal right there. It's like if you've ever been to a wedding and they've got a pig up in there, you're like, yeah, I'm not having any of that. But until I did, and I was like, oh, I'm having more of that.
Uh-huh.
But the lobster just looked weird to me. I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't, I can get a steak. But the first time, you need to try this. And I did. I was like, where the heck have I been? This is so good. But steak is definitely my favorite. At home, I do tri-tip. For what you pay for that, and again, a meat you don't have to do much to. Tri-tip just tastes great all by itself. A good steak just tastes great all by itself. Pork chops, the really thick pork chops, the really good pork chops, you don't have to do anything to those. Just a light sprinkling of salt, and I mean light, done. And I rub all of those meats that we just discovered before I barbecue them. If I didn't marinate it, I just rub it in olive oil, always olive oil. That's the one thing. That's the only oil we cook with at our house. And but, yeah, then you sprinkle your stuff on and cook it slow, offset from the fire. And tick off the neighbors. It smells so good.
When I lived in Peoria for, I was there for about 5 years or so, every Wednesday over the summer, they would shut down, I think it was Main Street, one of the main drags downtown Peoria, and have all the food carts. And one of them was a pork chop sandwich. Mm. And it was just a little rinky-dink pork chop, you know, little wagon, basically. And it was so good. That was, we would all from the station that could go down the stairs and have that every single Wednesday when they're there. We tried some of the other food vendors, but we always end up gravitating back to that pork chop sandwich.
Isn't it funny how you find the one deal like that?
Uh-huh.
I've been eating Mexican food for most of my life, and I mean Mexican food, not
Taco Bell.
I wasn't going to use the brand name, but yes,
I went there.
And even though I will, you know, if I'm there, I'm, you know, I know what it all is, but I like real Hispanic tacos, so the real thing, and it's neat to know where the good taco trucks are.
Okay,
J Street Taco Truck in Tulare is to die for.
See, Tacos Galácticos?
That's wonderful. Galácticos, yes.
Yes.
We get them at church, our church.
Oh, nice.
I love our men's group for two reasons. It's good to bond with the men and the tacos.
The tacos. Not necessarily always in that order.
No. Oh, we start with the tacos. No, but yeah, that's the way to go right there. Just so delicious. And I like both the asada or the, and my brain just stopped working. And the pork version, which
okay.
I know the word. It just won't come to me right now. But they're both just wonderful. My wife, of course, the healthy queen, will get the chicken. But all good, all delicious. Garnish them up the way you like. And, oh, yeah.
All right, so we hit favorites that we're passionate about. Let's flip that coin over. And if I were to ask you, and I'll go first to give you a little bit of time to think about it, the food that turned your stomach just thinking about it. Mine, no question. And this will upset some because some actually love these Brussels sprouts. I have no need, want, or desire for a miniature head of lettuce.
My wife likes them, and when she cooks them, it's like, what did you do to the way the house smells? Why did you do this? But she loves them.
I've tried them many different ways. So it's not like I look at it and get tricked, because that was me as a child. It's the same as you. If it doesn't look good, it's not good, I'm out.
Yeah.
So I've tried them. When my mother-in-law makes them, but she parboils everything, so it's like having a mush ball in your mouth. And that's not appealing. You just taste the seasoning, and I'm a texture guy when it comes to eating for the most part.
Big time.
So I've tried just, you name it, I've had it that way. The way I think about it, if I don't like them, fine, that means more for you.
Well, number one, and Mom, I love you so much. But when I was younger, my parents were far more rigid parents. They mellowed with age, as I hope we all have and will and do. But when I was younger, if it's on your plate, you ate it.
Yeah, same.
The end. Well, I warned my mom what would happen if I ate her Cheesy Macs.
Oh.
Now, keep in mind, this isn't the same as you're used to. It's not like when you go into Panera and you get that amazing seven different kinds of cheeses. I love that.
Okay.
But my mom did this weird thing with the cheese literally was like a crust.
Uh-huh.
It was hard, crusty. Ugh. And then she put some kind of tomato sauce on it. And then I knew, because I don't like that stuff. She made me eat it. I warned her, and exactly what I said would happen did.
You're going to see it again.
It is. Boom. There it is. And happened once. They made me eat it again. There was no third performance.
Oh.
And the other food for me happened later in life. I was married once before, and I really miss my ex-father-in-law. He was a really, really great guy, Tony Pierre. But Tony liked way more seafood than I did. He loved oysters.
Oh.
Raw. No. I tried it one time. The gravitational ride down took about half the time as the ride back up. And that's the last time I ever tried those. Those were, ugh.
I've told you my oyster story, haven't I?
I think so.
Okay.
But so tell it again.
For those who haven't heard this, and there's an addendum that I don't think I've told you this. So when I was first dating the woman who ended up becoming my wife, first time I met her parents, we went over to their house, and they had oysters on the half shell. And I'm trying to impress these people. I'm just meeting for the first time. I love their daughter. And how do I eat this? Because I've never had one of these. I tried playing it off. Yeah, sure, no problem. So you squeeze the lemon on there, and then you slurp it down. My wife actually told me, don't let it touch your tongue. I should have thought in that moment, the tongue is where all your – that's how you taste food, how you savor food. If it's that good – why would you not let it touch your tongue? I let it touch my tongue out of curiosity. It took all I had to keep that down and then have a little sip of wine and then another sip of wine and then finish that glass of wine to get that taste out of my mouth. Not too long ago, about a year or so ago, a friend of mine who's a director in Hollywood was in a movie that he is now taking around, first feature-length film that he did. And he had the script set up, and we memorized the scene that we were in. But there was a part that was missing. He said, when you come in the door, you should be having some husband and wife banter, this person who I was acting with. And we talked about it, and for whatever reason, that was in my mind. I said, how about we talk about oysters and that they can't touch your tongue? So if you ever get a chance to see this movie, it's going to be on Netflix. We're hoping, fingers crossed, at some point. It's called Tomorrow. There's a scene that I'm in, the only scene that I walk in and I'm talking with the woman who's playing my wife and we're talking about eating oysters and you're not supposed to let them touch your tongue. Thank you to my wife for that contribution to the scene.
Don't let it touch your tongue.
Yeah.
Talk about the worst advertising slogan ever, ever. I can't imagine. Anyway.
Yeah, if you see it, go to a restaurant and that's their slogan, go to another restaurant.
Bye, bye. Well, there you have those, anyway. Yeah, those. That's my favorite. And
least.
And my least favorite. Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah. So thanks for being a part of our little conversation. Hopefully these created some memories for you as well to think about your favorites and your least favorites. And we will have something else for you next time around.
And hopefully you'll be able to keep it down.